I got a walk, got the chalk, about to draw outlines for these ladies I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm, shots of days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get, I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a right lane, but I might strain, pull up lane with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense with a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense with a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink, who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA meeting on a payday. We can make it rain even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side, hating faded lane on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up, babe, but I'll ask now. Come on and get up. All the bags with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up. All the bags, but I'll ask now. Come on and get up. All the bags with my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Why don't you get up?
Yo. Mic check, 1, 2.
Yep, we back.
We back. Whiskey Sick Podcast, episode 4.
Or 3.5, depending on how you look at it.
4. Right here with my man, Peasky Weasky. He's back. Got his infection checked out. Guess he's cleared by the doctor. He's returning to normal duty.
All clean.
Where the fuck were you last week?
Not here. But
yeah, I was sitting in this room talking to myself.
Yeah, I heard your little solo cast. Not bad.
I was rolling dolo.
Not bad.
Held this little bitch down.
Not bad.
Y'all don't know I'm. I'd be the Seth Gecko, aka Moody Hank.
And your boy is Whiskey, the most unoriginal man in the world.
Often duplicated. Whiskey. Yeah. Basically, this dude looks like
everyone.
Everyone. Like 80% of the world's population looks like this motherfucker. He's a 99.5% match to every Amber Alert ever administered.
Yeah.
Fucking dude. How many times have you ever been pulled over on the freeway?
Actually, never, man.
Really?
Yeah, thank
God. Do you get
nervous
when you're driving down the freeway and you see those Amber Alert signs over the freeway?
Sometimes. Sometimes when I get pulled over. Sometimes when I get, if I do get pulled over, I'm going to be fucking nervous because I always know I'm going to match some
description. If it's a white car at all, you're just nervous. It doesn't matter what kind.
Because I'm going to match some description of some fucking, some dude that committed some crime.
Yo, this dude can play any role. This dude would, like, he could play a cholo. He could play a fucking terrorist.
Yeah.
He could play just a fucking white dude.
Cartoon character, whatever you want.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I look less like a terrorist now that I shaved the beard, though. That shit was getting
out,
was getting out there, man.
Yeah.
Good thing I never tried to get on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're back. This is episode number 4. Got a lot of shit to go over today, motherfuckers.
Yeah, some good shit.
Got some good shit, you know? Basically, this is just a reality podcast.
Yeah.
It's a podcast on reality. Crazy ass stories that pop up and shit throughout the week. Some big shit went down this week. UFC 211.
Yeah.
Shit was mad dope, mad ill.
How were your picks?
My picks were fucking spot on.
You bet any money?
One fight was a no contest, so nobody won that one. So I didn't get that one right. And then another one I felt I got jobbed on, which was the Masvidal versus Damian Maia. We'll get into that because I have some strong opinions about my boy Jorge Masvidal getting ripped off in that. But other than that, go back and listen to the podcast. That was the only fight I really missed.
Do you bet money?
I don't bet money.
If anyone actually ever listens to this, you should take his picks because he actually, you could cover
my picks
the spread
were on point except for how the fights went down. I was a little surprised at Frankie Edgar Yair Rodriguez. I thought he was just going to beat him up for 3 rounds and get to a decision. Did you see that fight?
No, but I saw
he beat Young Bloods.
Can't count that man out, man.
We'll get to that one. The first one, I don't know if you saw the Alvarez versus Dustin Poirier.
Yeah, I saw the highlights.
Slobber fucking knuckle. Dustin Poirier was putting the ass whooping stick to Eddie Alvarez. Homie just looked like a man who just had his soul recently taken by Conor McGregor, basically.
Yeah, he got that ass beat.
He just looked gun shy. You know, he looked. He was just, you know, it's like gunshots were passing by his head. He was like fucking shook. Some was shook the moment he got hit. Dustin Poirier was put in on him. Couldn't finish him, though. And this motherfucker comes back like a goddamn zombie and Alvarez starts fucking landing bombs.
They both look fucked up at the end of the fight.
Yo, Alvarez was starting to turn that fight around. I think it was all in the first round. I'm pretty positive it all went down in the first round. It didn't even go to a second round because then Alvarez landed a couple illegal knees.
I think it went to 3 minutes in the second round.
They were definitely illegal knees, but you know what? I hate this fucking...
hand down rule?
Yeah, some bullshit. And they were on the old thing, old rule, so that you had to only have one hand down on the mat. And it's just a chicken shit-ass move.
Yeah.
You know? If I was in there, I'd be using it, no doubt. I ain't gonna fucking lie. Why would you take a fucking knee to the fucking grill?
Yeah, but sometimes you're in the middle of that.
It backfires.
You don't know, you know?
That shit backfires. Number one, Eddie Alvarez had his head on his back. He was kind of hugging him, so he was kneeing him while he was doing that. There's no way he could have seen if his hands were down. Number two, Dustin Poirier was just looking... Same shit Weidman did the other week.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit, trying to play the rules.
Stall it out so you don't
and get guy's ass beat for it.
You think it was classy what he did when he said, don't boo this guy?
I mean, he's a square. It was some square-ass shit, you know? This is a fight. I'd be like, fuck this dude. Boo him. Gives a fuck about him. He ain't my pappy. He ain't my mammy. He ain't paying my bills. Fuck him. He punched me in the face a lot in the last 5 minutes. I mean, fuck. Now I'm going to fucking cup his nuts and shit? Nah, fuck all that.
You going to hug it out?
It's him and me.
Hold hands on the way back to the locker room?
You think that motherfucker would have stopped them from booing me?
No.
Nah, hell no. We probably led the cheer. I don't know. Maybe Alvarez is humbled now.
He better be.
He got the whooping stick. Two fights in a row, but it's not to say that he couldn't have come back and won this fight. It was starting to get very interesting when it ended. So that was the first. I had picked Eddie Alvarez to win that shit. I thought he was going to wrestle him up against the cage and just hold him down and work some weak-ass takedowns, and it was going to be a boring fight. Boy, was I fucking wrong on that. But I didn't get – technically, I didn't get the pick wrong because nobody got that pick right. Nobody predicted it would be a fucking no contest.
How come you never bet your picks?
I don't know. Just
– like you.
I don't want to go down to TJ.
You always pick, and like your fights always would have win. That's like having the biggest dick around but practicing abstinence, man.
Yeah. Like, or having a huge dick and fucking dudes.
Yeah. You know, it's a waste.
Yeah.
Start writing them out for me. I'll put some money down.
Yeah, I mean...
Just don't fuck your boy over.
Next up was that Yair Rodriguez fight. Versus...
Frankie
motherfucking Edgar. I picked Edgar to win, of course.
You can't count that motherfucker out, man.
I thought Yair Rodriguez could possibly edge the first round if, you know, he came out and... But I quickly realized Yair Rodriguez just isn't very good on the inside. Once you get inside on him, his hands aren't... His style of fighting is not good for that. He has to be outside of the pocket, yeah. Throwing wheel kicks and jumping shit and doing all that. Once Edgar got inside on him, which he just came in throwing bombs and just fucking hit him and... initiated clinch, it was over for him. You know, Yair, little young dude. It was cute.
You can't count Edgar out, man. Like, even McGregor wouldn't talk shit to that fool. Remember when he was clowning everyone? He kind of just looked at Frankie Edgar and was like, you're cool. I see you.
Yeah, because he knows Frankie Edgar has a style to beat Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Take him down. Beat him up.
How old's Edgar now?
I think he's like our age. Yeah. Maybe even younger than us. He's barely like in his 30s, early 30s.
He didn't even cut weight, though.
Nah, he's good. He's good. I mean, the problem with him is he can't beat Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
That's his problem. He'll never be the champ in that division because he can't beat Jose Aldo. And he's praying right now. Frankie Edgar is over there fucking...
Praying for Max Holloway?
Praying for Max Holloway. Has a little statue set up and shit.
All voodoo dolls.
Little voodoo dolls. He's praying because then that'll get him another shot. He ain't fighting a Jose Aldo 3 times when you lost the first two. Nobody wants to see that shit.
Aldo's getting old, though, man.
In fight years, for sure. I guess Edgar is, too, for fight years.
We probably don't even know how the fuck old Aldo is. Brazilian. You know that birth certificate liars, got dude. Lost.
They probably have him. We'll see him playing in the Little League World Series or some shit this year. Hey, oh, ain't that Jose Aldo?
Batting cleanup.
Yeah.
At 13 years old.
Look at that nasty-ass scar on that dude's face. It's 12?
Remember those kids watching that shit? And they're like, damn, these fucking Cuban kids are good.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you find out they're all 25 years old.
What was that kid that was like 16?
Yeah.
Fucking for New York, pitching for New York or some shit.
Like, yeah, it's
from looking like Nolan Ryan out there, looking like Randy Johnson out there, just K-ing kids. Come to find out, yo, homie,
it's him and the coach.
You're a sophomore in high school, homie. Like,
he's got the fucking keys of the station wagon and shit.
Yeah, he drives himself. He drives himself. Meets his coach at the bar afterwards and shit. Go over the game plan.
You ever play against those kids growing up that were just like, fucking hit puberty when they were like 9?
Yeah. Yeah. We had some of those. We had a dude in Little League that was throwing like equivalent of like 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He was throwing like 70 something in like majors.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like 10 to 12 years old.
There's one dude, he ended up playing for USC. I think he ended up going drafting pro, but I don't think he ever played. But this motherfucker hit a home run off me. I'm pretty sure that shit still hasn't landed yet. That shit's still circling the orbit. Eddie Bravo's out there fucking trying to find it.
Running off the edge of the flat earth to catch it.
Yeah. You see, what's her name? Jacek or whatever?
Jacek?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Don't get too far ahead. We got other fights to go through with Youngblood. Actually, we're almost right to it.
Yeah.
The next one is Maya versus Masvidal. Now.
Got some strong opinions on this one?
Yo, I don't know how you win a fight without throwing a single fucking punch or submitting somebody. How do you win a fight? How do you win a fight if you didn't land a punch and you didn't tap him out? He literally laid on this dude. He just stood for the first round, about 3 minutes of the round. He just sat up against the cage on dude's back.
He just held the dominant position?
That's it. That's all he did. He never even threatened a submission.
Did he whisper in his ear?
What's Masvidal supposed to do? You know, he's in a tough situation, but he was just fighting off these chokes. Like, just fighting the hands for 3 fucking minutes. And then when he finally got free, he started beating that ass. And then round ended. And then the same thing happened. He started beating that ass, standing up. Damian Maia, you've been fighting half your life and you still suck at kickboxing, dude? Like,
That was his thing. He was like the baddest ass jiu-jitsu guy. And then he thought he could box for a while. And then he started losing.
Yo, it's like jerking off since you were a kid but never being able to nut. You know what I mean? Like, you've been jerking off half your life and you still can't make yourself nut. This dude's been fighting for half his life and he still can't fucking kickbox for most of his life. It's whack too. I mean, you get embarrassed for him, and then he's shooting from all the way across the cage and he's just laying on dude's back. He literally didn't do a fucking thing the entire fight.
Did he seem talking to Dana about his title match?
Fuck, man. The worst thing that can happen. Dana White sitting there. The worst matchup you can make is Woodley versus fucking Maya. Talk about two boring-ass motherfuckers. And Lord help us if Damian Maia becomes a fucking champ. Who the fuck? God. Want to just see him drag dudes down and lay on their back for fucking 5 rounds?
25 minutes?
The good thing is he gasses really quick, so eventually he's going to get caught up. Even, you know, if Woodley can get out of the first round, he gasses like crazy. I mean, it's...
Woodley's never going to get that payday, is he?
Not if he's fighting dudes like Damian Maia. Who the fuck? And you can't put that on pay-per-view. Who the fuck's gonna buy that?
Yeah. He wanted GSP.
You can make that $5.99. I'm not buying that shit. You gonna spend $6 to watch that shit? Fuck no.
Pay $6 not to watch it?
Yeah.
Give me the fucking highlights.
Yeah, that shit ain't happening. So good luck with that shit. Masvidal, Dude looked good, man. He defended all that shit. That's the homie right there. I love Jorge Masvidal. One of my favorite fighters. I've been watching him for a long time. He used to be in the back row. He used to be the opening act for the Kimbo Slice backyard brawls. He's famous for that shit. He used to have a ponytail and kick ass. He used to be throwing leg kicks and Timberland boots and shit in the backyard.
I used to love watching those.
Yeah.
He'd be out in some fucking hot boat fucking storage lot in Miami.
Yeah, this dude's Kimbo, real G.
Kimbo just getting fucking hit in the face. Come on, motherfucker, hit me again. It's like,
yeah,
holy
fighting bus drivers.
Yeah,
literally fighting bus driver. Dude's dropping the kids off at the stop sign on Maple Street, and then Kimbo comes out of nowhere and says, "Fight me, motherfucker." He's like, "All right, fuck, you know,
I'll give you a free punch." And
they got the little school guard stopping traffic and shit for him.
Can you imagine
their little neon vests
cocking back and just fucking laying everything you have on this one punch, and he just looks at you.
Yeah, you break your hand.
Like, shit.
These dudes couldn't even. I mean, the dudes he were fighting, the dude got tired. But by the time he got off the bus,
yeah,
he's already gassed. He's like, "Yo, I'm gonna need a timeout real quick." But you know, Kimbo was the shit too. I liked watching Kimbo. Those two dudes kind of came up. Masvidal's been all around the world, kicking ass, taking names. Good for him. Now let's move on.
Eating pussy.
Now we eating kick pussy, ass. Kicking ass.
What's that dude's name? Wheeler Walker.
He's Wheeler got a fucking Walker.
Podcast too.
Yeah, check that shit out. Fucking country music with a flair, with a kick in it. Joanna Jędrzejczyk versus Andrade. Jessica Andrade.
Out of all the fights with the most significant strikes landed, she has the two out of the,
two
top,
of the
three.
Top three. Yeah, I mean, how did she get that nasty-ass lump on her head? I mean, she only really got hit like one time in the first round. There was a couple flurries that young lady was throwing. But I called this one perfectly.
Lapping her up with them kicks.
Go back and listen to the last podcast. Tell me I didn't fucking nail this shit. I said short, muscular, wide punches going to get eaten alive by long, lean, straight down the middle punches for five fucking rounds. I think I might have even said TKO round four. But I knew it was going to go distance and go pretty close, pretty far into the fight, rather. That was an ass kicking. You should watch that fight.
Yeah.
I mean, she literally was just jabbing her fucking like face off.
She just looks mean.
Like fucking.
She looks like a mean little troll.
You know, Jędrzejczyk?
Yeah, and then she carries around her water bottle on this day. I'm gonna
Dude, she's fucking weird. She's all kind of weird. Yeah. I mean, she looks like she'd be like a painful fuck. You know what I mean? Like, she'd hurt you. Slapping the shit out of you. Dropping elbows on top of you and shit.
Fucking kicking you in the face.
You'd still hit it? If you had to go through all that?
Probably not.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
Would you?
Scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
If she was, like, a nice girl, would you smash?
No.
You not into that?
Scares the shit out of me.
What?
Yeah.
She'd dominate you, dude. She'd fuck you.
Yeah, probably.
And there's nothing you could do about it.
Do it, head her off the top tier. Get my prison game strong.
Would you rather get fucked by Joanna Jędrzejczyk or spend 24 hours in prison? Yeah, how you taking it? Which one are you doing? You're fighting either way. Do you think you could fight off Bubba in the shower? You have a better chance of that? What are the Vegas odds for that versus the Vegas odds for...
I'm worried about multiple Bubbas in the shower, so I'd probably...
You're worried
probably
about that? What if it's just one-on-one? What if the guards can guarantee you a one-on-one Bubba versus Whiskey match? Winner takes that booty hole? Or you want to young J-Chicks just fucking the
camp.
Shit out you?
I would.
You would what?
Because at least I know if I lost that fight, I fought back.
So what are you taking?
The prison.
You're taking the prison?
Yeah.
Why?
Because at least I have a chance to fight back.
You don't think you have a fight? You just... What if you knocked her out?
Call Dana White?
What if you just threw a random punch and knocked her out? Yeah.
Call Dana
And then
White.
People like start protesting you for beating women.
Can't even go outside my house. Yeah. You woman beater. Look yeah. at her. She's the fucking...
Yeah, yo, she's kid. A champ, man. You fucking take her belt and yeah. shit.
The fucking Tiffany time bombs waiting for me out the fucking
corner
shit. And shit. Taking my lunch money.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck that.
Shit.
You got Amanda Nunes, like, what?
Damn.
Fuck that. Be scared to go anywhere in my...
You heard it. He's taking Bubba.
Yep.
He's taking on Bubba over Joanna, champion.
Stipe in there?
Stipe's up next. So Stipe versus
Dos
Santos, man. I picked this shit right. Thought it was going to be a little more of a match. I don't know what Santos's deal is, backing himself up against the cage and eating bombs. That's like his new thing. He's trying to pioneer some new shit. Doesn't work. My man, it doesn't work. It hasn't. I don't know what's next for him other than retirement. I mean, you're not going to really can't win. I mean, look, the heavyweight division is whack. It's as whack as it's ever been. They're all old dudes. Cain Velasquez ain't coming back anytime soon. There's really nobody for Stipe to fight. The record is on the line the next time he defends his title, which is only 3 defenses.
Why don't you just give him all steroids? Get Lesnar back.
That's what they should do. They should have Shane Carwin.
Yeah.
Let him roid up. Let all these dudes roid up. Just the heavyweight division.
Yeah, if you're over 225, you're free to do fucking roids.
Inject some life into the... You see what I did there? Inject some life into the fucking...
Bring it back to the Pride days, man.
I mean, the world was a better place with Pride.
Bring Crow Cop back.
Well, that's what they're all doing, because Crow Cop leaves the UFC and starts head-kicking motherfuckers again and wins a huge tournament and then calls it a day. So, yeah, I don't know who Stipe Miocic fights next.
Have the TRT.
You know what? It's not even that I'm like, I don't see anything crazy special about Stipe.
No.
He's got great hands, but, I mean, he's been beat before. He got knocked the fuck out by Stefan Struve with a fucking Superman punch.
Yeah.
Knocked the fuck out, like dead.
I was watching the embedded. He seems like a cool guy, but he's just not, he doesn't have that champion-esque quality, you know?
Yeah, he's from a shitty-ass place called Cleveland, Ohio. Sorry to all you motherfuckers in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been there, so I can talk shit about it. It wasn't my cup of tea.
Even Johnny Manziel could hang.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted the fuck out of there, went batshit crazy. Josh Gordon for the Browns went batshit crazy. Couldn't get back in the league now.
Even LeBron had to leave.
Yeah, LeBron had to dip. He went to Miami, but, you know, he came back. You know, maybe he wins a second title, but Jesus, man. Stipe, congrats, my man. I don't know what's next for you. Who are you going to fight? It's got to be somebody out there, but who knows?
Let's just say, man, let's bring back the TRT League and make it entertaining again.
Just the heavyweights.
Make the heavyweight division great again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all for that shit. Let these dudes just fucking knock each other's heads off.
Did you see that the conference for the summer with DC and John Jones?
Yeah, those dudes are crazy, man. I think they're gay for each other. I think it's so beyond. I think they're like now like super attracted to each other.
Yeah.
It's like when you smash a Betty and it's like just all rough and like passionate and you're like throwing her all over the goddamn place and like body slamming her and shit on the bed and stuff, you know? Yeah, she's spitting in your face and shit.
They kind of want to fight.
Yeah, and she still calls you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what these dudes are on. They're on some fucking like love shit, like deep fucking love shit, can't live without the other.
Well, DC knows that's his only fucking big payday, man. He ain't super entertaining to fight. I mean, it was cool watching body slam Dan Henderson like a fucking like an 8-year-old, but what else does he have, man?
I don't know,
it's
man.
John Jones.
I think behind closed doors, without any fucking cameras and shit, they're fucking, they're fucking each other.
You think when they're having those, like when they're in the separate rooms, and they're like, if you weren't in this room, I'd whoop your ass, but they're secretly just touching themselves?
Yeah, they're fucking underneath the table. They got his hand, down his pants. I guarantee that shit. I mean, how do you hate somebody this much that hasn't, like, killed your mom or something? You know what I mean? Like,
it's not like DC's wife called you fucking names. John Jones hit, you know?
Yeah, no shit. It wasn't her arm that got broke.
See, John Jones said, I'll snort coke and whoop your ass.
Yeah, I whooped your ass after a week-long coke binge. Yeah. So what, man? Doesn't coke give you, like, energy and shit? It's an upper, right?
Yeah.
I can see why that would help you.
He's taping his hands.
It ain't like Bud. Yeah.
Taping his hands.
He's got it, like, in his wraps and shit. In between rounds, he's, like, sniffing his gloves. What the fuck is John Jones doing in the corner in between rounds?
John Jones is a bad motherfucker, though, man.
He's a bad motherfucker. He's an asshole, too. But
I didn't like him on Rogan. Like, I thought he was going to come on Rogan.
I had to turn that shit off.
Clear the air and, you know,
I had to turn it off.
Bring, like, a human personality to him. But he just seemed like a fucking...
He's just an excuse maker, man.
Excuse, yeah.
Yeah, it's just excuse after excuse. No, no...
Like, own the fact that you're a fuck-up and you're trying to get your shit together.
Yeah, man, I'm a fucking light heavyweight champion of the world. I'm undefeated. I'm smashing motherfuckers, and I can have any Betty I want.
Yeah.
So I'm wilding out a little bit because I'm in my mid-20s or late-20s. I'm a young man.
Yeah, just say, hey, I'm the new Mike Tyson.
I'm just fucking people up, man. What do you want from me? Just let me do me. That's it.
And then you try to say, that, oh, I found God and all this shit. Nah. Shut the fuck up, you know? Nah. And then you go get busted by
what God is that?
Yeah.
What God is that?
God of pussy and money?
Fucking yeah. Running over bitches.
Yeah.
Coming back, grabbing your fucking...
Grab your money.
Doski and dipping out. We didn't even call 911.
Nope.
It's a fantastic god. So, next up is 212, Aldo versus
Holloway.
Max Holloway.
I'm excited for 13, but then I heard Cody might not fucking fight.
Yeah, there's some shit going on with that. And then Dillashaw wants to fight Mighty Mouse, if that's not the case. Mighty Mouse is over here fucking... I don't know what Mighty Mouse's deal is. He's avoiding all these big money fights, but claiming he wants money. But you ain't going to make money at 135, homie. No. We're not going to watch little fucking 4'6" dudes scrap. You're not going to fucking sell out Cowboy Stadium with that. No. Go up and fight Dillashaw. But I get it. For this one, he's going to break the all-time record with 11 straight title defenses, which will break Anderson Silva's record, UFC record. So I understand right now why he probably wants to fight one more time, break the record, and then go out and do it. So after his next fight at 120 or 125, if he doesn't go up, then, man, fuck him.
You stoked to see Lawler against Cerrone?
Lawler versus Cerrone will be an ass-whooping. Lawler will dead Cerrone.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that's going to go down.
Who else is on that card? I know there's a couple others.
That's on 212?
I think that's 4th of July, isn't it?
No, it's June. It's the next pay-per-view. It's like the first week in June. I don't know if there's a fight night in between there, but I don't know. They were supposed to be announcing some Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather shit this week, too.
Yeah, that was supposed to sign yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't hear shit about that.
You know what's funny? As I said, obviously everyone, unless you're stupid, thinks the Reebok deal is fucking bullshit. Thinks their uniforms are fucking retarded.
Yeah, it's just corny. Cornflakes, man.
I was at Disneyland 2 weekends ago, and I have never seen anyone in public wear the Reebok uniforms. And I've seen probably maybe 3 or 4 people with like the Reebok UFC.
What fighter?
I don't even know. I wouldn't even pay attention, man. I just saw that. I was like, oh my God, are they fucking wearing it? Look like soccer jerseys and shit. Some futuristic fucking soccer jerseys and shit. Wearing the Reebok hats with the UFC shit. You know, they're not the real fans, man.
Yeah, you're trying to wear that
stupid
shit.
Stupid, pay $60 for that shit.
Damn, is that worse than wearing tap-out shirts back in the day?
Oh, yeah, it's way worse. They don't even look like... They look like futuristic fucking... Remember when baseball brought
it's
in
mad corny
futuristic uniforms and shit, but they never actually used them? Like, you just see them? Like, the Mariners had, like, some... Like, when Griffey and stuff like that, like, oh, the 2020... uniforms and shit like
looking
that.
Looking like Jetsons and shit?
Yeah, that's what they look like. They're fucking retarded.
Yeah, I ain't rocking that shit. Keep that shit away from me.
Wear some goofy-ass shit. And get
fucked
what,
up. You should have got with Nike.
What, do you get like $4,000 to wear that shit?
Imagine if you could make like, if Nike made like NFL replica jerseys for the fighters and shit. They could do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You're on this Reebok shit. Yo, pumps are whack, homie. Nobody rocking that shit. Everybody, people are going Skechers over Reeboks nowadays, man.
The last... badass Reebok shit was Iverson shoes back in the day.
Iversons were always dope.
Yeah. But after that, Reebok fell
and
the
and
fuck
the
off.
Emmitt Smiths. I had the Emmitt Smiths.
Oh,
back
yeah, Emmitt Smiths
were Reebok.
Dope.
Those were ill as fuck.
The Velcro over the top?
Well, the first ones just had those, that like bridge looking thing that went across the shoe and shit. They were dope. Look up the Emmitt Smiths. Them shits were dope.
And then they fell off. Then they tried to get onto CrossFit and all that stuff. Like, I don't know, man. Not a fan of the Reebok deal.
Yeah, Reebok kind of ruined the whole deal. Now all these fighters get fucked over.
So, I don't know, man. You want to go into some of these?
Yeah. We're gonna take a timeout real quick. I gotta save this shit. There's an infamous episode that we lost that I accidentally erased after we finished. So, give us a timeout real quick. All right. We're back.
All saved.
Just like that. We got mad shit to talk about now. Now that the fight shit's out of the way, might have to start doing some fucking just strictly fight shows, because there's a lot of shit coming up, man. But we're done with all that. We got some funny ass shit to go over. Start with this little Bow Wow challenge. You seen this shit?
Yeah, you just showed it to me.
When Keeping It Real goes bad. Fake flossing ass motherfucker over here. So basically what happened with this motherfucker. He's broke now. I don't know that he ever wasn't broke. I can't imagine.
You know the record company took that fool's money.
Did he ever sell records? Seen anybody bump a Bow Wow record?
No.
I mean, wasn't, you know, this dude.
He's a TRL kid, man.
Wasn't he on Different Strokes or some shit?
Nah, he's a TRL kid.
He was into doing on Different Strokes. He's been around for a long fucking time.
Gary Coleman.
Yeah. This dude's been around forever. He's whacked then, he's whacked now. Actually, he's the first rapper that was like doper when he was 8 than he is when he was fucking 28.
Kicking him with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. When you're young like that, and you're like this.
He was a gimmick.
Yeah, you're a gimmick rapper and stuff like that, and then you try to be legitimate. Like, just start, get your gimmick money and fucking live a normal life, you know?
Yeah, so this motherfucker's on a plane, and he's Instagramming a private jet with fucking Benz is sitting outside of the motherfucker talking about travel day, New York press run for some fucking stupid-ass show that nobody's going to watch. Let's go. I promise to bring you the hottest show ever. Yeah. Meanwhile,
the image.
The homie sitting next to him in coach on Delta Airlines saw this shit, apparently.
Shout out to Osama Bin Drinking.
Yeah, Osama Bin Drinking calling this fool out. He says, so this guy, Little Bow Wow, is on my flight to New York, but on his Instagram, he posted a picture of a private jet, captioned with travel day to New York. Nah, homie, you got caught. You got caught up, man.
Using a fake-ass image.
You got caught with your pants down.
The only thing that's...
the preschool parking lot.
That would be worse is if it had one of those stock photo like watermarks on it.
Would you like authenticity?
Yeah, you know, like people have
their time stamped and shit. I mean, yo, first of all, what do you notice about? Aren't you supposed to turn your phone on fucking airplane mode when you're on the goddamn plane?
It's true.
How are these two motherfuckers on Instagram? Both you motherfuckers, I'm calling both you out. You trying to get this? Yo, I'm terrified when I'm on planes. I see you texting and checking your Instagram. I'm coming over there. I'm jumping across the fucking row. I'm taking your phone.
You're the dude that has to get straitjacket to the chair.
Yeah, fuck that, man. Turn your shit on airplane. You can't be checking your shit. Both you motherfuckers. Shame on both of you.
I just think it's funny, man. He's trying to put this image where he acting like he's balling and shit. And he's out there getting a $200 plane ticket.
You see these dudes? So everybody's doing the Bow Wow challenge. Is basically, how would you describe it? It's lying about your shit?
Yeah. It's like the dude using the two fingers on the beach. Yeah. The screensaver, like your legs, you're at the beach.
So this homie's holding his phone up against the TV, which is a picture of a soccer stadium, and his homie's taking a picture of it, but it's...
he's got the lighting like he's there.
Yeah. It makes it look like he's at the stadium, but he's in his room watching it on the fucking computer. Yeah, this shit, man. Everything's mad fake, man. It's pretty goddamn.
Oh, this one is the little mini bottles you buy at the liquor store for like $1.50.
They're all zoomed in.
They're all zoomed in. It makes it look like he's got three
big bottles of Crown and shit. Yo, I love the internet, man. They wasted no time getting on his ass. You know, I was thinking too, like,
dude, do people just sit around waiting?
The worst thing to happen to you is to get caught slipping. Like, that's people's like their thing now. It's like the hobby is people watch and catch people slipping and then blast them on memes and shit, man. Like, this is like a full-time job. This is like a community.
I think it's good, though.
Yeah, I mean,
it keeps people honest, man.
People in check.
You ever see some people's Instagram feeds and it's like always, oh, traveling here. Right. Like, my favorite, you ever see the ones where people are like alone in the forest and it's like, oh, a walk alone in the forest by myself.
They're solitude in their backyard.
Well, no. Who the fuck's taking the picture?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It's like that. What was that show? The survival show?
Survivor Man or whatever?
And he was supposed to be out there, but they're like sleeping in tents.
Yeah, Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls, yeah. Homie Bear Grylls acting like he's out there roughing it, eating dog shit, eating coyote shit to survive. Drinking fucking, he's siphoning water out of like horse feces and shit. And then meanwhile, there's like his whole crew's over there making mac and cheese and shit.
He's got four dudes humping fucking his air mattress. Yeah. He's got MREs. And
that's the original Bow Wow challenge right there. Bear Grylls. It should be the Bear Grylls challenge.
Well, I like how they're like, oh yeah, you know, he's rubbing two sticks together to make fire and shit. Yeah. It looks like it takes 5 minutes.
They got
and
fucking
shit.
Blow torches in the back. Fuckers. Have you seen this shit?
This is the new hipster shit right here.
This is the hipsterest shit you can possibly fucking get.
Nordstrom.
Yo, you motherfuckers, the audacity of you motherfuckers here.
Making money.
They are selling pre-soiled jeans. These jeans are literally covered in shit already. They're pre-mudded. They're completely covered in mud denim jacket for fashionistas who want to rock the all-day denim with the all-dirty look. Now, why do you got to be that dirty? Why do you got to be bum dirty, living in the fucking ditch dirty? When did that become the thing?
I don't know, man. I know the pre-ripped jeans is a stretch.
That's one thing.
That's a stretch, but...
The holes in the knees and shit?
Yeah.
But these motherfuckers are wearing jackets that are completely fucking covered. And it looks like dried shit. I mean, is that next? Is that their next? Their fucking fall? The fall model is the pre-doo-doo jeans?
Turn this shit on. I don't want to hear this shit.
And here's the kicker. They're selling these motherfuckers for $425 goddamn dollars.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get a pair of my fucking Levi's. I'm going to go
you're
roll
just shitting
in
those jeans you're wearing right now. And fucking I'm going to go hang them out, out on the fucking outside. Let them dry.
Meet me at the swap meet. I'll sell them to you for $125, okay?
We're going to go start slanging shitty fucking jeans at the swap meet.
Hey, what are you doing this week? I can't, man. I got to go get all my jeans.
I got to go slang. I got to go fucking. I got to hustle. Your hustle is selling pre-shitted pissed-in jeans. I mean, do these things smell when you buy them?
I don't know.
They smell like ass?
They probably even tell you where the mud's made from.
This dude's got a nice pair of clean shoes and clean shirt on over a pair of, like, fucking shit-covered jeans.
Looking like he just got out of the fucking construction job.
Yeah, looked like he was just rolling around in the mud.
Pretty soon it's going to be, like, pre-sweated in, like, armpit sweat t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Pre-fucking streaked, stained fucking whitey-tighties.
Yeah.
With the doo-doo stains already in them.
The doo-doo line in the back.
Piss fucking... the piss yellow stain in the front from your drip. You know?
The already ripped, like, elastic band.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like the band's coming off. There's a hole in your ass. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The hole in the butthole already in there.
Start selling Vans with the holes in the bottom.
They're just going to start selling the fucking band. Yeah. There's not going to be any underwear. They're going to be like, these are, like... So used that they're worn down to the band.
Pre-sweated in.
You're just wearing nothing.
Pre-sweated in. What the fuck?
Socks with holes in them already.
Shoes with the fucking
all your toes hanging out
with your sole the sole of your shoe stapled in back to your fucking shoe.
Jesus, man. Heavy distressed muddy jeans.
Used flip flops.
The mud has a shiny sheen to it, as if the jeans were dragged down a filthy hill and left in a wet ditch. Nordstrom.
This
ain't like some, like, you know, me and you out on the corner. This is like an actual fucking big time company.
This is on CNN.com too.
I mean, this has got to be a last ditch effort to keep your stores open, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if this is what you're reduced to.
When you're selling muddy jeans.
When you're I mean.
So what is Target and Walmart going to do? Like,
well, fuck, they got to do. How do you up the ante? What's next?
Horse shit.
I mean,
pre-horse shitted fucking cowboy jeans.
What, that's what the facial cleanser is doo-doo?
Yeah.
Doo-doo in a bottle, and then you just clean your face with dog shit?
I'm sure that's out there.
I bet it is now.
Yeah.
Fucking clean your face with dog shit before you wear your muddy jeans.
Yeah, gives it a nice... This is some farmersonly.com shit right
this
here.
This is... Yeah. Pig shit already come included in your pockets.
Yeah.
Shit, man. And fuck you, Nordstrom. You seen those LeVar? You know who LeVar Ball is?
No.
His kid's gun was in the place for UCLA, and he's out there talking about he's the greatest thing ever, and he's starting his own shoe, and he's selling his shoe, Nike and Reebok and all them to fuck you, homie. So he went out and made his own shoe, and he's selling them for $495.
For shoes.
And they look like some Payless specials. But I'm wondering, you rock a pair of those fucking LeVar Ball shoes and with your distressed fucking dirty jeans from Nordstrom's.
What are you going to do when Nordstrom starts selling Velcro shoes and shit? Like Tricky Ricky had?
And then fucking the Sauconys? The Saucony shoes? The Saucony Velcro specials? Yeah. And then here's the thing. They overprice them. On top of you wearing shit, then they want to charge you $500 for them. You fuck with Starbucks?
Nah, not too often.
You don't fuck with Starbucks? Or you hear about Starbucks, their little gimmick that they created?
Someone was telling me about it.
They got these unicorn drinks and a dragon drink and shit.
Sugar in a cup.
They
don't even have coffee in there, right?
I don't know, man. It just looks like a fucking pink goddamn shake.
Looks like a liquid cake. Apparently,
so this homie, have
them.
You seen this fucking thing? Where's the picture of this goddamn
apparently
thing?
You don't want to drink it.
No, because there's a man who claims that the new unicorn frappuccino at Starbucks turned him gay. Charles Woodson, which happens to be the name of a Hall of Fame football player. 43 years old, is claiming that a beverage he ordered at Starbucks has turned him into a homosexual. Woodson claims that he was dared to try the new unicorn frappuccino from a fellow co-workers and now believes he is, in fact, gay.
He's got a wife and three kids.
I don't know what to do. I've got a wife and three kids, but that's
all out the door
now, thanks to Starbucks. This is the fucking greatest gimmick of all time. Have you seen this fucking thing?
No.
Watch this shit. Starbucks.
How does a Starbucks make you gay?
Unicorn. Drink. Drinky drink. See this shit? That's it, dog.
Wow.
It's very
colorful.
Fairy ass, pink ass drink.
Very colorful. It looks like it'll give you a diabetic shock if you drink it.
You die on the spot.
So that makes you gay? His insulin level went up, and all of a sudden, like, he just...
So his homies dared him to try it. A bunch of fucking rebels they are. Fucking group of badass construction workers daring each other to try the unicorn Starbucks drink.
Now they're
don't fuck with those dudes.
Now they're taking turns mouth-fucking him in the porta-potty or what?
It looks like it's... Yeah, no shit. That would be less gay.
As long as you're wearing your dirty jeans.
Yeah. You won't even notice the nut stains. Like it's a drink for daisies, and believe me, it is. As soon as I drank it, I felt a difference in my body. I saw attractive gentlemen in the store and thought, wow, I'd love to get up on that. It worked instantly, homie. He drank that shit and instantly wanted some dick to wash it down.
So are you down for the challenge? You want to try it? See what it does?
I mean, fuck yeah, we're going to try this shit.
I'll look you in the eye when you're done.
You know what? That's for the next episode. We have to try the unicorn drink.
And if you don't hear anything...
We got to put safeguards in place, though, because what if... One of us starts face fucking the other one. Yeah, we can't have that. So I mean, do we gotta like tape our dicks or something? We gotta ensure that one of us doesn't get fucked.
You want to wear a chastity belt?
We can't take the chance, man. You know.
Yeah, we can set up a divider.
Maybe we have to do it in separate locations.
Live stream it too. We'll do it in other rooms that are locked.
We just have to do it by ourselves because what if the mailman comes by when you're sipping this fucking thing?
Where's whiskey?
Yeah.
Checking the mail.
Yeah.
Literally.
Get it? Checking the mail. Wow. So this fool is preparing to sue Starbucks company for this whole ordeal and is looking for a settlement in the range of $10 million. Why the fuck didn't we think of this first?
Okay. If he gets paid off at least $3 million from Starbucks.
Do they have to start putting like an disclaimer on their drink? Turn you gay?
Dude, before they do, I'm going to fucking go take two of those. I'm going to be like, oh my God, I had two of these and now I just want to suck cock. Give me my $3 million.
What can we do? I mean, we got to find something else.
Let's jump in.
What if, like, Fruity Pebbles made us gay? Why don't we hop on that?
Yeah, we could try that.
Why not?
You know, Post Cereal, they probably got Mad Bank.
They've probably already been sued for that shit before, huh?
Yeah.
Fruity's already in the name.
So we just got to wait for the next one to come out?
It's kind of a given.
The Dirty Jeans?
The Dirty Jeans.
Is that worth a $450 investment?
What if we say that the Dirty Jeans gave us herpes?
From the mud?
Or gonorrhea, yeah. What can you get from shit?
Hepatitis. No, but then you have to like actually get hepatitis because they're going to want to prove it.
Yeah, you can't just say you have it. Well, how do you prove this guy's gay? Does he have to go in court and suck a dick in front of the judge?
Maybe. If I was on the jury...
Yo, if I'm the defense for Starbucks, yeah. I'm making this dude suck some dick in the fucking courtroom.
Let's see this.
Yeah.
Prove it.
I'm pulling up fucking Bubba from your jail cell. I'm bringing him out here, and he's fucking this dude in his ass.
Okay.
So, and you take a dick in front of the jury, $10 million. Sold.
Would you do
I'm
it
giving
million?
This dude $10 million. If he's taking a fucking dick in the courtroom to prove that he's gay,
would you do
he's
it
that about it. For $10 million, take a dick in the courtroom? Cameras allowed in this courtroom? Is it like the fucking OJ case?
No.
No, just the weird jury? Pictures. The lady that draws the pictures. The sketch of my dick. Hey, make my dick look good.
So you got the jury?
We got these weird sketches of me the getting defense, fucked in the ass. That's
the
it?
The prosecution. Or
I could always say those sketches aren't me.
And the judge.
I might be taking some dick. You heard Donald Cerrone? He said he'd fuck a man live on TV for $25 million.
That's a lot of money.
$10 million is a lot of money, too.
You could really do the Bow Wow Challenge with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That fucking guy Bow Wow said he had $1,500 in his bank account. He was up on some child support. I forgot to mention this. He was in court for child support, and he said he only makes $4,000 a month. Which I'm like, I'll take that. And you complaining? And he only had $1,500 in his fucking bank. He's trying to skip out on his.
Bow Wow needs to jump on this unicorn drink.
Yeah, that should have been his fucking way back into the music industry. So, you know what? We're going to have to try this. We're going to give you guys our report. I'm going to drink it. I'm going
to
record myself. And
change the name of this podcast if it works.
Yep. Definitely going to be Whiskey Dick.
Yep.
So,
I like this one.
You see this dude?
Other news.
Other news. Moving right along.
The state of Arizona.
State of Arizona.
For,
man accidentally texts parole officer for drug deal. This motherfucker is in jail, and he texts his parole officer trying to sell him some narcotics. Damn. Selling him meth.
Was he trying to buy it or sell it?
He was trying to sell it to him. He was trying to sell it. Damn. How did you make that mix up? You know, wouldn't you like in your contacts just put that shit in red with stars around it? Parole officer, do not text when high. Do not text. Do not try to sell.
Dude.
You know what he did? He probably did like the fucking text all.
The group text.
Yeah, text all. Anybody text address book. Heroin? Forgot that homie was in his address book.
Yeah.
Fucking allegedly, he called him to his house to pick it up, dude. He was trying to sling it out of his pad. So they showed up and caught this dude hiding.
Like, I can see you got a little fucked up and you text your fucking parole officer and said, hey, do you have any heroin I could buy? That's an easy mistake, you know?
Yeah. That's forgivable.
Yeah, there's parole. Okay,
you
Paul.
Could explain like, that off. Then it was jokes.
Yeah.
But when they actually show up to your house and you have the shit on you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Man.
Fucking idiot. And then when you go to jail, what do you tell him? Like, hey, what are you in for?
He knows he's a dumbass. Look at his little fucking...
Hey, what are you in for?
His jail picture.
Oh, I tried to sell my parole officer heroin.
This dude's from Kingman, Arizona. I used to go through there all the time. Instead of texting his customer, he contacted his parole officers. Officers found a woman hiding in a shed with a cell phone and the heroin he was trying to sell. Damn, son. You didn't even try to get out of Dodge as soon as you realized? You ever done that where you text the wrong person some shit? Like you send your dick pic, you think you're sending it to your chick. You realize you sent it to me and you're like trying to fucking hit the cancel. You turn your phone off, throw it across the room.
Once you realize you texted your parole officer, why are you still holding on to the heroin?
You run, homie.
Why are you still holding on to the heroin?
You keister stash it. You throw it in the fucking toilet.
What are you doing in a shed in Arizona? You know how hot it is?
He couldn't
throw
it down the toilet because his fucking dirty jeans were in there. He couldn't flush it. The toilet's clogged with my jeans. Damn, what do we do now?
You know this shit's got to happen all the time, though.
You dumbass, you. You dumbass. What's this dude's name? Christopher Willman. You dumb fuck you.
It's like calling the fucking cops on yourself while you're drinking and driving.
Oh, my God, yeah. Trying to order pizza on your way home while you're faded up. You call 911 instead.
Oh, my God.
You fucking shithead. Yeah. So there's that, man. You ever been through Arizona?
Yeah, actually. I got family that lives there. I lived there for a little bit.
I've never been through there without getting a speeding ticket.
Yeah, they wait for you on the other side of the border.
I've gotten so many. I got like 6 tickets in Arizona.
Arizona's hot, man.
Yeah.
It's hot as fuck out there.
Fucking sucks, too. Let's talk about... We're gonna swing this on back. There was a big... You brought this to my attention. We're going to come back to this fighting thing real quick. Because the big thing was after the last UFC was...
Rumble Johnson
retiring. He said he had some shit in the works, and he posted some shit about the Rams, and everybody's like, oh, he's going to play football. Get the fuck out of here. He's opening up a weed dispensary. But the problem I'm having here is that he says, we got some things good going. It's already big. We're just waiting for the law to pass. So it's not even legal yet.
He's
jumping the gun.
Putting all his money in some shit.
He's counting chickens right now. He's trying to open a facility. I'm guessing in Florida, that's where he trains, and they haven't passed the law yet. So
this goes back to this thing I tell you all the time. Every fucking athlete needs someone in their camp to tell them when shit is not appropriate. Anthony, I understand you're putting some money into this, but let's not blow this up on Twitter before the law gets passed.
They're going to start raiding his house beforehand.
Yeah, because then you're going to be broke, and then you're going to be trying to drink Starbucks Frappuccino.
You're going to be trying to do gay lawsuits.
Yeah, to try to get gay money.
In front of a judge taking dick.
I don't know, man.
I guess he's an advocate. He thinks it might have some effect on CTE.
It might.
It might. It sure, it's done a lot of things. It's a magical fucking thing. But, I mean, you're putting your MMA career on hold. The thing that brought you to the big show. And you're throwing that away to open up a weed dispensary, which can make a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. You gotta there's so much now, especially in California. There's so many opening up every single fucking day.
And then they always pass, like, even if the state says it's legal, they still pass little ordinances and shit. So you gotta, like, really have your...
Yeah, it's still federally not legal.
Yeah, you gotta have your legal game and stuff like that. So you're gonna put all your money in some shit that the law ain't even passed?
And it ain't even passed yet. Unless you're moving to California, and then you're gonna do it here, but...
So, I'm gonna go
them shits is like liquor stores. They're on every corner.
Anthony Rebel Johnson to fail.
Fail.
Epic fail. So.
Well, hopefully he does. I like Rumble.
I do too.
I just want to see him fight. I want to see him fight John Jones, and then you can go do sell your buds and shit. I'll even buy some weed from you. You got first time patient specials? What we got?
Call it the Rumble Kush.
Something. The Rumble Kush. Ooh wee.
Knock your ass out.
Yeah.
See? Call me. I'll be your marketing guy.
Yeah. 13-second KO yeah. Kush shit.
He's a big man.
He's a big dude. You see, he's working with Booker T. Remember Booker T?
Yeah.
From WWF.
Yeah.
WWE. I guess those two might be in
the weed game.
The weed game. Nice. Which is cool. But hopefully it works out. Don't jump the gun. You know.
Did you see? Jump off topic. You see Big Black?
Big Black. Yep. Gonski's.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
That was an entertaining ass show.
You know, I got this.
He made the ass napkin famous.
That's where you learned about the ass napkin?
Yeah, it was on Robin Big.
And really?
Then, yeah, and then you told me about it.
Yeah, I knew about the ass napkin from Ass Napkin Ed on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
They have a character who brought up the ass napkin, who uses ass napkins. And
you want to kind of explain that?
An ass napkin is when you take. It's important that you use a paper towel, like a little square of a paper towel. I like Bounty. It's quilted, it's soft, it's absorbent, and it doesn't break apart in your ass when you put it in there. Basically, you fold it into a nice little rectangle, and what's your method of getting it up your ass? Do you do it when you're just on the john? Because you got to stick it in your crack, but you got to do it far enough so that it doesn't just slide out.
It's almost penetrating the hole.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a plug.
You got to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
I like to do it when I'm sitting on the john.
Because you're kind of...
Yeah, especially after wiping.
Yeah.
And then you get a nice clean one, you kind of make the square, and then your ass cheeks, you put it in between your ass cheeks. And
kind of get in the hole just a little bit.
Yep, just a little bit, and then it absorbs. You stay daisy fresh the whole day.
Yeah.
It's don't use paper towel, paper tissue, though, because then you get little fucking white dingleberries all over your underwear and shit, and if you try to smash a lady. Also, I left mine in one time. When I was smashing, and my lady sold it. She's like, "What the fuck is that?" I was like, "Oh, nothing, nothing." Must have been some tissue. I didn't, you know, which it was, but it was purposely up there.
It's definitely good if you live in a warm climate. You
saw me on the reverse side of the mirror.
Yeah, because those summer times, it gets hot.
Yeah. Have you ever had one fall out?
Actually. Almost.
I was wearing pants. I was walking around work and shit, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm walking and a fucking my ass napkin with a little doo-doo stain on the end of it, like, slung out the bottom of my shoe on the floor. Yeah.
I had just came out of the bathroom, and my girl was using the bathroom too, and so I'm waiting for her. She comes out, and I immediately got that look because it had fallen, but it was still in my underwear.
You could feel it?
Yeah.
You could feel it moving around in my underwear.
And I had that emoji look with the eyes.
Yeah, you got to reach in there.
And I was like, and she's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "I gotta go to the bathroom." She's like, "You just went."
Does she know you use an ass napkin?
Yeah.
You tell her.
And I was like,
It's beneficial to them.
Yeah, so I had, boom, ran back in there, and it's like you got to go in the stall and shit, and you,
yeah.
you pull it out, dump it real quick.
You get doo-doo on the end of it.
Yeah, and then you got to get another one. You got to put another one
it's
in.
It's perfect for when you don't wipe right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you ever had where, like...
You just got the BGs, you know?
You shit, and you wipe, and then you go, and you start, you know, going about your day, and you realize you didn't get it all.
Yeah.
It's perfect for those.
Yeah. Or if you got the BGs, you might fart, but it might just...
It'll yeah. catch it. It's like a barrier for your underoos.
So I had to run back in.
No stain. No shit stains anymore.
Yeah. She looked at me like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "My ass napkin fell out."
No more dirty whitey tidies.
No. It's actually a game changer, man.
It's awesome.
I kind of want to,
especially
take
when it's hot out here, man.
I kind of want to take a little baby powder in there and put it in the middle.
Yep, you could do a little bit of that. Get that shit on the gooch too.
We should start some shit where we have it like sewed, and it's like a little.
I actually put deodorant on my chode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a little spray deodorant under there. If I don't have any spray deodorant, you know, I'll just, you know, do the regular deodorant across there.
Roll on and wipe off the top.
Yeah, just kind of rub it in a little bit, man. Stay fresh as fuck, man.
We should come up with our own little ass napkin, like a little rosin bag.
We should, you know, like how they have the. Wet ones, the wet wipes for cleaning your ass. The Cottonelle little flushable wet wipes. Mm-hmm. We should make like pre-dispensed ass napkins, nice and thick.
A little
you
powder
know?
On the inside, so kind of.
Do we want to make them reusable, like washable, or it should be disposable?
Disposable,
yeah. Could make like a nice little silk cloth one.
Yeah.
That you just wash a couple times.
You got one for big asses, little asses.
Yeah, because the length of the booty hole is gonna have to change. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
different colors to match your chonies.
Yeah, we can accessorize for sure.
Yeah.
Look like you have a little ass plug in and shit. Yeah.
Sell them at Nordstrom's.
Get them sell them used, pre-soiled, pre-shit stains on your ass napkin.
Fucking pack of 10.
Yo, I dare you, motherfuckers, listening to this shit. If you don't know about an ass napkin, if you never used an ass napkin, I dare you. The next hot day, the next day you're out at Disneyland or the fucking state fair, or you're just fucking cruising around and it's hot, and you got that swamp ass, take your ass over to the Port-a-John and put that ass napkin in and tell me your life didn't fucking get a whole lot better real quick.
It's like a parachute, man.
It's awesome.
Because it's like, you know, if you're in trouble, you can pull the chute.
You know when you're walking around with wet ass, with that swamp ass, and it's all soily, you know, it's all wet and shit back there, man. And then you get that ass... sweat stain, you know, down the middle of the crack on your drawers and shit. This eliminates that, man. Completely eliminates it. It's a fucking way to go.
But use some nice paper towel.
Yeah, you got to use the Quilted Northern Bounty.
Use that 99 cents.
You got to. Don't use no Charmin toilet tissue. You're gonna ruin your shit, man. Anyways, well, man, fuck, dude. We just killed an hour.
Yeah.
We just killed an hour. This is episode number 4, I think.
And I believe we are on iTunes now.
We are on iTunes. You missed it last week with your little appointment. We announced that.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. Just look up Whiskey Sick Podcast. We pop up now.
Leave a review, please.
You can check us out on 858.podbean.com also. That's our hosting site that we feed on over to iTunes. Damn, we're going to try to do this at least once a week, if not twice a week. We got a lot of shit coming up. My Ducks are in the NHL playoffs. Go Ducks, go. Tied 1-1 with Nashville Predators. We got the NBA finals about to start soon. The conference finals is going on right now.
Do some solo casts.
We're going to do some solo shit. We're going to do some fucking, hopefully we get chonies. Hopefully you're listening to this while you're at fucking LA Fitness at 4 in the fucking morning.
Chonies trying to be like The Rock right now.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
I don't know. Every time I get up in the morning, though, I'm drinking my coffee and I look at Chonies as the first fucking thing on the gram. Lifting weights. He ain't showing no pictures of himself.
He ain't showing pictures of himself because he's holding that Stella in the other hand while he's working out.
He could be doing the Bow Wow Challenge, man.
He's Bow Wow Challenge. He just sends it. You know, it does look like the same picture he sends out every time.
He took three pictures and just changed the filters.
Bow Wow Challenge. Yeah, no shit. Damn, he's just sending us a Yelp picture of the gym. Fucking Bow Wow Challenge, a Chonies Challenge.
Put a tracker on his ride and he's just at home the whole time?
No shit. I bet you. This dude's up before I am. Fucking lifting at 4 a.m. Well, anyways, hopefully we'll get his ass on. It's the motherfucking Whiskey Sick Podcast, episode number 4. It's a motherfucking wrap. Catch y'all next time. I last checked, is he back yet? Homies on lunch, his tactic is a dip, start doing backflips. For that bad bitch down on admin, now imagine he could smash it. Then I'm fuck stuck sitting next to Catherine, she's babbling about damn kids. Shut the fuck up, think I had enough of, never
to get much love. Things gon' change when I hit them with an 8-yard complaint. They all remain quiet in the hallway when I pass by. What up, homie? Oh, that's right. Stop me closing last night. Fuck you in my past life. Must have been Sheen's rubber. Look at these all three motherfuckers. Mean muggers. Clock got cleaned under blink. Wonder how long can a fucking background take? Sit the ass down. Explain to me how you been late 26 damn times in a month. That's rough ass fucks. Give none left. One, did you up? Let's go. Forklift spinning, top down stunting on some OT. Nothing done the whole week, lunch muffin OG. Kush, slowly push, my luck like it's raised. Why fuck, gotta take my, see me stealing boxes on my day off. Say I'm laid off, when the state calls, stay getting paid. Y'all pray that my face stalls out. Heavy on the clutch, not enough gas, gotta run fast. Got your one last shot for the clip, run down. Got the window down, in the VIN low down. Flip a bitch, go ground, there it is, slow down. Cock a click, goes flat. Heads in the clouds, I come back down. If I were you, I take a bow, keep up right now. If I were you, it's way too late, it's just not fading. If I were you, I'm playing safe with you. Say if I were you, if I were you, I'd likely choose a life I knew. Dreams are out of reach, I think they lie to you. Been laying a few, still pay my dues, cause I ain't you. I make my bed, I lay my head, cause I ain't you. Punk hard legend, you know I'm rapping on a rope, I step it. Post my 7 on the board, I'm guessing 4. I'm setting high score, might mention a few times. While I'm getting brains, make a change for a few dimes. Cause it's 2 times, like a 2 winds up, like a 2-9 on a futon. Check the Tucson, cause it's noon high, smooth eyes, got my shoe shine. Keep the bitch of gear, time to cruise, I'm in the news tide. So ain't soon ride choke, so you'll soon find out, like I'm doing right now. Living in the past, turning up one day. Chilling at the pad, about a block away. A hop and a skip, only walk one way. Down the boulevard, looking hard, talk shit fades. Giving day, wishing never stayed. Pitching them rocks and shots at clay. Pitching trace, missing every day. Inches into grace, shit is way different. Winning from the streets of memory lane. Getting back on your feet, guess you better get a name or you'll be back. Best believe that. Just bleed tracks, trying to feed back. Got trees past, hell's cheap ash. That bowled out, then we roll out. Hit the roads out, heads in the clouds that we blowed out. Bet it's gonna rain, better slow down. Swipe the card again, getting low now. Waiting for the day I can show how I was raised. Front run, never top 10. On the last lap, like my odds thin. Down the home stretch, closing in, I'm gonna catch up. When the going gets rough, I'm gonna give up. I know if I were you,